Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to My Songs Suck, the show where we listen to bad songs from good writers. I'm Alex Smith and I'm a musician.
I'm James Keogh and I'm the friend of a musician. Let's get started.
Hello! Welcome to episode 9?
Nine.
Episode
yes.
9.
Nailed it.
Of My Songs Suck. I'm Alex Smith.
I'm James Keogh.
And we have a guest in the studio again!
Again! Today. Another guest! Who is it?
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jay Bloodsworth.
Yeah, it's Jay Bloodsworth.
Wow, it's Jay Bloodsworth. Who? Wait, I thought I was the only Jay name on this podcast. I can't let this happen. Jay Bloodsworth?
Feeling a bit threatened, Jay.
Let's come onto this. Well, you should, because I want to
Wow. What a backflip.
If you couldn't tell, we're all quite good friends.
Yes, indeedy. We know each other.
We're not mercilessly dunking on our new guests for no reason.
I was just playing a silly little game.
Yeah.
When cool. I pretended I didn't know you.
We'll have our time, James.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
We'll battle it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Rap battle.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I accept no other battles.
Of course. Me too.
Jimmy Key.
Yo.
Jesse B.
Yo.
And Alex Me. All three of us. We're here today. If you've been listening for a while, you may recall that in season one, and the whole premise of this podcast, I had a meeting with Zane, and I was like, all right, Zane, here's my idea for a podcast, but there are a handful of songs that I lie awake at night thinking over in a cold sweat, and I don't know if I can do the show, and Zane was just like, and he said something that calmed me, and I'm very anxious, and I was like, all right, we can do the show, but you need to do whatever you just did when we talk about this show.
Yes.
And Zane has abandoned his boys once again. We are kittens in a box. The start of Oliver and Company, Oliver yes. and Friends, while a sad song plays. He's abandoned us once again.
That's true.
The boys are alone in the house, running the ship.
The boys are back in town.
And they're alone.
And they're alone. It's sad.
But we received feedback from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Namely women.
Yes.
Saying that when we... two white dudes talk about how my actions have affected women without any female representation, it's pretty shitty and a bit problematic. And we wanted to address that and those concerns. So we've brought Jay on, as she is, has
a listener of the show and one who, you know, being a listener and being someone who is such a good friend of ours, is a good voice, especially for when we talk about misogyny. And this one in particular has a lot of those misogynistic themes.
It's not a good one. It's a bad one.
It's a bad one.
It's a bad one for the problematicness.
It's a bad one for feminism.
It's a strike. It's not a good one for feminism. Yeah.
I was going to say Jay has expressed an interest in being that person.
But Jay, who are you? What do you do?
Yeah. So very recently as last night, actually, I just sold out a season of theatre. I produce theatre and write theatre, and I also directed this show as well.
Amazing. What was the show?
It's called Sister Icarus.
Cool.
We performed in the Brisbane Library. But yeah, we sold out all three nights.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Congratulations.
Lots of fun. I am also a mum. I have a 2-year-old son. But that's basically my deal, theatre and my boy.
And mum. So,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my go-round.
Can't that's amazing. Confirm the show was sick.
And the sun is great.
The sun is
so
also great.
Both aspects is, very cool. is fantastic.
Yes, well, Alex being in the show and all.
Oh, of course, yes. Alex was very involved in Sister Icarus.
He was.
I had 8 lines, which meant I could put all the energy into those lines.
Yeah, really shine.
Alex also did our sound design and provided a camera for us and everything.
I did.
He was integral. Shipped all of our props and everything.
All the pies.
Mm-hmm.
Did. I had all the props in my car and someone keyed my car.
Oh, no.
So.
Correlation?
No.
Yeah. That's how hard I worked on the show. I got my car.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Well, thank you for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. This
Shall we get into
let's
the
talk
song?
About this song. This song is called Romance at the Ski Inn.
I would like to give some context before we listen to the song.
Well, yes, of course.
It looked like you were about to play it.
No. I was scrolling up to make sure I'd gotten the name right.
Okay, cool.
Because Romance at the Ski Inn, I wanted to make sure I didn't say Romance at the Ski Lodge or something adjacent.
That's a good point. Well, that is important because the Ski Inn is
a real
an
place.
Actual place.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So you'd be doing it a service to the business.
Yes.
If you did
that. You do your context.
All right.
Give me some context. Give me the lowdown. Give me the skinny.
You're the skinny. I love you. I love you, my boy. So this was in high school.
Uh-huh.
Same age as whatever age I've been this season.
16, 15, 17.
So young.
Yeah. And it was ski trip. Everyone saved up their pennies. And it was one of the best trips ever in my life. It was so good. I to the point where I wanted to go back as an adult man. And I remembered which place it was because I wrote this song called Romance of the Ski Inn. And I want to put this in the water. Do you remember with Steven Universe where there was like the Keystone Motel and all the people were like, one star, there was no water in the pool because it was something in the episode?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that shit. Just leave. Don't do that shit.
What? Don't leave bad reviews?
Don't leave good or bad reviews on the ski inn. Please. I know no one's going to.
Oh, I see.
But in this era.
If you hear about it here in the podcast, you'll like review bomb it or review yes it.
I mean, with context of the song, it sounds like it was a damn good inn.
It was a great inn. But apparently the Keystone Motel didn't like getting 5 stars either. You can't please some people.
That's what.
No, because people were giving 1 stars and then they were trying to counteract it by giving like a bunch of 5 stars. Yeah, and they're like, that's fucking us up too. I don't see how it could.
The algorithms.
Yeah. But no, that's a thing I don't fully understand. I'll call
algorithms?
No, just the whole, like, why getting 5 stars would be bad.
Oh, sure.
So,
I guess you would make it seem disingenuous.
I guess.
Like a bot did it.
Good point.
Yep. Bots, they're rampant.
So, ski trip. High school.
High school.
I went there with... Sorry. we went there with friends. I think we stayed there for a week. And it was
that is it wasn't through school. It wasn't like a school excursion.
No, it was a school excursion. Yeah.
Okay, lots of schools do them.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was sick. It was so good. We stayed at the ski inn.
Ski inn.
I went to Threadbow.
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 Oh, Threadbow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Parish of Blue.
Yep.
Parish of Blue.
Parish of Blue.
Awesome. Real good holiday.
Nice.
Would never be able to go there outside of a school context.
Why is that?
Because they were able to like book it with like, we would like 800 million people for 30 cents a room, please. I assume. Never booked a big field trip. I imagine they do deals with schools and stuff. Because when I tried to go back, it was like more
very expensive. Yeah.
But sick. But and they had the reason what this song is about was they had a continental breakfast. Like for free, there was just a buffet for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
And it was like a lodge. And so you went out and you skied for like a couple hours in the morning and the afternoon. And in between, you'd come back to the lodge and there would just be an awesome fucking buffet of like whatever you fucking want.
Amazing.
And it was so good. The food was so good. And I loved it. And also, I had a crush on one of the
staff.
The staff, yes.
Yes.
And I was listening to a lot of Busted at the time.
You can tell.
You can tell. Yeah, thank you. Also, Toto and Eminem.
Okay.
Because I remember there was a, I think it was My Mom or something. He had a song that was really good to ski to if you bounce side to side to it. But and also Hold the Line. Oh, because I had this moment with my friend Giles while we were listening. We were both, because a lot of our friendship was listening to 80s music.
Sure.
And we were just like, yeah. And we were like rocking out. And I remember at the end of ski trip going home, he was just like, he was listening to Hold the Line. And he was like, I love 80s music. It's so stupid. And I was like, what?
Oh.
And I realized that I was listening to it loving like, 80s music. And he was listening to it thinking it was stupid and bad.
That's
and I was like,
so funny.
Oh, man,
this whole relationship.
Yeah. I was just like, this was lies. Fuck. All right, that's about as much context
that's
as I can
context.
Give to this.
Well, I guess, yeah, let's get into it. I'll, for me, before I listened to it, I heard the title, Romance at the Ski Inn.
Yeah.
And, like, I immediately thought, like, B-52s, like a very sort of, like, Love Shack, Romance at the Ski Inn.
That might have been it, actually. Really? I was like, why the fuck did I call it this? And I think it might have been something, yeah, like Love
it
Shack.
It evokes something of a, yeah. Yeah. Like a...
Good pick.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's have a listen. This is Romance at the Ski Inn.
Yes, you can take my plate. Tell me, how was your day? Dance me in water, cause baby, you're hot. These are all the things that I wanna say. The food here is really good, and it's cool that you serve it too.
Romance at the Ski Inn. That I know. That's the thing.
Yikes.
Is like, the last line is the thing that's freshest on my mind, but I feel like we should sort of.
I think we should get the last line addressed first.
Okay. Yeah.
So that we can. Yeah.
Let's get that out of the way.
Can I read it?
Please.
Yes.
Please do.
The food you make is bitchin'. Mm-hmm. Now get back in the kitchen.
Yeah. Now. I never felt more like a politician.
Yeah.
I mean, my first question is, she's supposed to be a waitress.
Yep.
At a buffet.
She make the food?
At a continental buffet. Is she a waitress or a chef?
Like, tell me this. Tell me now.
Let's not be classist. I need to know the story.
My reason for this line sounds like the biggest cop-out. And I would like to say my entire statement. So, I did not write this line. I did not write that rhyming couplet.
Uh-huh.
My friend, who I will not name and shame, it's a real person. But people who know him, he threw up on the bus home. We were watching a movie and he was like, show me the gold. And then he woke up from his nap and spewed on himself. It was that guy.
Okay.
It was very funny. We were just like, show me the gold.
He woke up, said, show me the gold.
So we were watching a movie on the bus and the dude in the movie was like, show me the gold. And then he woke up and spewed on himself. There's the gold.
That's comedy gold.
This person used to make up like rhyming couplets because, you know.
Yeah. Because he was one of those guys.
Yeah, right? Like, you know the kind of guy?
I don't, but...
Oh, sorry. I thought we were having a thing.
You know, one of those rhyming couplet guys?
Were you
the rhyming couplet guy?
No, I was the whole song guy.
You were the full song guy. You took it that step too far. Always. Rhyming couplet guy's cool.
He knows where to stop.
Yeah.
But when he does, he says this. So
no. True, he, yeah.
I showed him what I had of the song. It was like, blah. But I was the one who was like... Yeah, and put it in my song. So while it was not birthed from my brain, I did give it the green light.
You
and
raised
put it,
it
in my song. And
you nurtured
you didn't
it.
Give I wrote birth it, to it, but you did nurture
yep,
it.
I wrote it, I put it in, I sang it, I recorded it, I printed it, I put it out. Garbage. That's all you can say, really. Garbage.
I mean, you know, 2009?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Old enough.
The whole, I think... There was a bit of a internet meme at that point of like, getting the kid on, like, you know, you'd see on you playing multiplayer online or something like that, and get in the kitchen because women don't belong, blah 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 blah. Those were the
women
jokes.
Women don't
the
belong where, James?
In playing video games, according to these boys.
Fair.
And that was just the jokes that people made at that time.
Yeah. I do think it was one of those things of like. When you're young, you kind of parrot what you hear and you don't
exactly.
think about the implications
exactly.
of it.
Exactly, yeah.
You hear people saying stuff and
I think
you're
that's
just
kind
like,
of the thread of the podcast, isn't it?
More or less.
Yeah.
A thread in the sheet of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty garbage. Because we were listening through it. when we were listening through it, we got to the point in the last chorus... Where the chorus finished, and we were like, okay, it could end here.
Yeah, it could have ended there.
It could have ended there. But that whole last segment kind of happened.
Yeah.
Including this overlap of coffee, just food items.
I think.
Most of which I've never seen on a continental breakfast buffet before.
It was a hell of a buffet. I gotta say, man, they had everything.
Spam and dips.
That's how I like my spam, with a nice bowl of dip next to it. To
do you
dip
the spam?
No, you turn the can upside down. It like slides
spam
out.
Spam and dips? She's gorgeous.
Hooey, spam and dips.
Spam and dips.
Oh, fuck. Huh. No. It's interesting because I haven't listened to this song for a few years.
Sure.
And I remember that last line being problematic and being like, oh, fuck, man.
Yeah.
I hope that never resurfaces. I hope I'm not the one who resurfaces it.
I hope I don't make a podcast where I have to.
I hope I don't, like, sabotage myself as a career goal. No. But listening now as a grown-ass man, I realize the bridge is fucking gross.
Let's take a look at the bridge.
Because while I was... I mentioned before, Busted.
Yeah.
I was like replicating Busted. And in Busted, they have like a couple lines where it's like, I got a front view of the class to get the best view of your ass. And, you know, there are like a few kind of creepy lines where it's just like, I climbed a tree outside our home to see if she's alone. Now saying the words, I'm like, hey, what the fuck, Busted?
That song was about his teacher, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
But I realized that it's interesting that Busted was saying like 2%. Of the stuff, and the rest of the problematic stuff was kind of implied.
You feel in the gap. Yeah. You know what they're saying.
And I felt like I was writing a song that Busted would have written, but that bridge.
You're
I'm
just listing.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like.
I mean, it's pretty. It is very Busted. There's a lot of bands from that kind of era. I know that one of the bands that I used to listen to called Dream Street. It's one of my favorites of Big Boy Band. The lead singer went off and built a. Sort of career of his own, wasn't very big, but had a song almost exactly like this bridge where he talks about the fact that she She's got a tattoo hidden by her underwear, and she shaved her head, and like she's so sexy, and I love her, and like she's just so alternative and cool. It's just manic pixie dream girl.
Sure,
yeah. that's exactly
and all
what
physical
it is.
Too.
Yeah,
like it's never like about. Yeah. No. You know, yeah.
It's that's just like she's got rainbow coloured hair, and then like the end of the song is that she shaves her head, and that he thinks she's nuts, and he's like she's a crazy bitch because she shaved
fuck?
Her head, and he doesn't like her anymore. Yeah,
weird.
Oh, that's pretty cool. We could take a slight detour into Britney Spears's breakdown territory. Everyone thinks that she was crazy because she shaved her head, but like. You know, she was told her whole life that, like, her worth was inherent in her sexuality. And
no,
so
absolutely.
It makes sense to be like, well, you know, yeah, I'm still worth something
of,
now.
Yeah, what do you think of me now? Like,
my mom regularly shaves her head, so like, yeah. I'm aware. Like, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think what gets me about this bridge is that even with that song, it was like, you know, she's dyed her hair. So she must have like this personality or like, you know, she has this. So she's so edgy. But this is literally
like a parrot.
Yeah.
She's so pretty to look at.
This one's literally just like, she has nice eyes.
Yeah.
She wears skinny jeans, which really does it for me, which is a real gross fucking line to come out of anyone's mouth.
Yes.
Her hair is black and silky. And she's got a piercing.
She does have a piercing.
Why do we care? Exactly. Like, are just her ears pierced? Like, does she have a septum?
I think it was a nose one. Because I was like,
It's very my goth GF.
That's not where
piercing. Oh, totally.
It's 100% like, she's so beautiful.
But like, what gets me is like, I'm not saying anything about her personality.
No. And even
did
with
you
the
ever
last...
speak to this woman?
I was like, I'll have the eggs, I guess. I don't fucking
your
know.
Your eggs.
Fuck. Jesus.
Even finger with the snaps. Last two lines, it's you're not like, it's not, those two lines alone, her hair is black and silky and she's got a piercing.
Yeah. They don't even
you're
rhyme.
Not even, that's like not even, you're not even making, extrapolating anything from that. It's just.
Well, I mean.
It's like the list of food. It's just like, this is what Alex sees.
List.
What does Alex see?
Oh my
see
God.
Today?
I didn't realize we were going to get so deep.
It's just like, I love lamp. Like, it's just like looking around the room. And just like,
I would say that you can, you know, a piercing, black hair, skinny jeans. You can kind of build a kind of idea
well,
of
I'm skinny
that.
Jeans. Yeah. We know the skinny jeans do it for you. Sure.
Of course.
The
it's
black
a
hair
kind
and the
of woman.
Piercing.
Everyone loves a pale babe. Like, fair. Fair enough.
Yeah. I didn't say she was pale. Ew.
No, okay. Pale? No, everyone loves a POC babe with a piercing.
Yeah.
Sharmini Jenkins.
No. Anyway, that's everyone knows funny. Manic Pixie Dream Girls have pink hair. Jay, oh my God. This lady had dark hair, black hair. It was so good. Okay. What's really weird is that, so this song, a friend of mine who is very enthusiastic about my music has been following me since high school.
Yeah.
And then I didn't talk to him for a couple of years. Weird thing
savage.
To say. We just went out different ways. He was just like, yeah, man, like, she sounds really hot. Like, when I was listening, I was just like, she sounds really hot. And I was like...
I love that you don't describe anything else about her except her pants, a piece of metal in her somewhere, and her black hair.
I remember being the person who wrote this song about this person who I thought was so incredibly sexually attractive that I had to write. Because I don't... Like, you may have recalled, all my songs so far, I've been like, I love you, I want to be with you, why aren't you with me? I'm so sad. This was my first Alex... Fucks song. Alex wants to fuck.
Yeah, horny Alex.
That was one of my notes in here. Was like something along the lines of like, just do you want to fuck this waitress, Alex? Like, what's
sure
happening?
Seems that
here?
Way, huh?
That's what I'm getting from.
Oh yeah,
from
are it. You trying to fuck this waitress, Alex?
Oh, there you go, word for word, verbatim.
I was the one who wrote this, thinking that, and when he said she sounds really hot, I remember at that point in time being like. Why do you think she's hot? Like, what have you got to go off?
You filled in the gaps, as you do with a song. You make it your own. You put your own story on it.
It's like, I know what I'm seeing. But like, yeah, you haven't seen her. Don't act like you know her. No.
I think there was an earlier song in this season, this album, where I was like, Horny Alex has come to town.
Yeah.
I think I remember that. So obviously, you know... Horny Alex has come to town is what we can.
I'm coming
there's
out of my
there's
cocoon.
There's a Christmas jingle in there somewhere.
Horny Alex is coming
to town.
Not Horny Alex is coming to town, as in Santa Claus is coming to
Horny
town.
Horny Alex is coming.
Oh,
to town.
That is a
to
good
town.
Birds joke. So they say Santa Claus instead of Horny Alex. That wouldn't have made any sense. I feel like I had a bit to say.
You had a bit to say?
Yeah, I think... Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was listening ahead to the third album.
Oh, sure.
And I think I hate I made a note of it. Where all is right. it fucking? I hate that. Oh, where is it? Oh, I hate that I really started to come into my own in my second album. That sucks. Because like you would,
it's true though.
Well, you would think that it would be like more songs before they started getting good. Because the third album's not as good. It's like produced better. Yeah. But like there's no heart. Like I'm talking about.
This song has a solid like early YMS vibe. Like yeah. even to your stuff that you make now. On the thread of Horny Alex, the second half of the first verse. Cause there's something I need to do was where my note was. And I was like, the food here is really good and it's cool you serve it too. All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I think it's, yeah, the food is really good.
It sounds like you've verbatim done something that you've said to her that, in the song. Yeah.
So the something that I need to do, I know is more wholesome than we're thinking. It's tell you that I like you. Ask you out on a date. Give you a kissy on the face.
Very cute.
Lovely.
You got to ride the ski lift.
Does she have to bring the food to the
date? Yeah, she's got to supply
it's cool that you serve it too. I know that
Is the date at the Continental Breakfast? Are you going to just go see her at work?
I really liked how it was your job to be nice to me. And so I perceived that as like flirting and stuff.
Oh, man.
Do you want to date me?
I enjoyed the first three lines and how the first two kind of are on the same level, and then the second one just jumps to a whole nother place.
Yeah, is wow, that, really escalates.
I was like, it's all like so wholesome, and then the last one's like just a bit, I don't know, a bit kinky, like a bit strange. Yeah. And like that was like you've just jumped right in there, totally. Didn't you? Like,
is that douse me in
water, baby? Because you're so
because it's like, yes, you can take my plate. Is the one that the opening line? Yes, yes, darling, you can clean up for after me.
So, that's a wee bit of world building.
Sure.
In one word, we establish
the context
that I, the character, am talking to someone who is taking my plate.
Yeah,
and that I'm finished eating.
It reminds me of those three lines together. Remind me a lot of I've seen like screenshots of creepy guys giving unsolicited DMs. And it's just like, hey baby, how you doing? I want you to
douse
me in water because you're so like.
Oh man.
All right, I have 2 points for this.
Yeah.
The firstly, rule of threes in comedy.
So this is comedy.
Which is what you should have done after these first three lines. Okay. Frozen on this song.
You've heard like if you listen back to the way I deliver it, it's like, yes, you can take my play. Tell me how was your day. Douse me in water, cause baby, you're hot. These are all things that I want. It's a comment. It's a joke.
I see. I get it.
It's like, oh yeah. It's a joke. Also, I would say that's probably echoing. You cater to every fantasy I got. Will you hose me down in holy water if I get too hot?
Which is from
My Dreams. No, that's a Meatloaf song.
Ah,
I think it's I'd Do Anything for Love, but I'm gonna do that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Hose me down in holy water if I get too hot. So I'd say douse me in water because baby you're hot.
That's there you go. A bit of Meatloaf.
Yeah. I feel I should make it clear that as with present day Alex, my songs are things I would not say in my real life. I would not say to another human, douse me in water because baby you're hot.
No, I assumed as much.
I want to make that shit clear.
all right. Well, just to clarify, it's not things you would put in a song, but are they things that you, or things you would say, but are they things that you would think, I think is the point.
I don't think I'm that lyrical in my thoughts. I think it would have just been like,
I
think it would have been like the last bit, you're hot.
Yeah.
There are a couple of sad rhymes in here that I've heard some pretty incredible rhymes out of you, and there's a few where I was like, this was really good, and then it was just immediately followed by something lazy, and then I rewrote it because I was like, this can be better.
Yeah. I love that you're rewriting my song.
I've been editing a script for the last 4 months, so it's just second nature now
to rewrite. It was
everything.
Let's get an example. What are some lines you've rewritten?
Where are we looking here? So the solid rhyme. That 20-something vixen.
I hate
also,
that.
You
were
so young. So young to be like, 20-something?
20-something.
Like, also, 20-something vixen.
Vixen.
That is not a thing that 15-year-olds say.
No.
Nope.
15-year-olds in fedoras, maybe.
Who refers to, like, a human as a vixen if they are not a bald strip club owner?
I was about to say men who own strip clubs.
Right? Yeah. Fucking really do it for me. Really do it for me is the fucking... Yeah. Anyway, sorry, you were saying.
No, it's fine. That 20-something vixen has got me skiing blind because as I'm racing down the slope, she's racing through my mind.
That
solid. Line,
that's good.
Up. Followed by, she's cleaning glasses while we're falling on our asses.
Yeah, oof.
Could be better. Could be so much better.
Yeah.
It sounded like you had rewritten a thing. I didn't know it was just a dunk.
No, I did. I was just finishing my...
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We just got to get the original version, get that clear
out
of my hands.
Yeah, no, I wrote, at daylight, we're falling on our asses. At night, she's fogging up my glasses.
Oh, I like that.
But that means that we're together.
Yeah, but if you're world building, like, you might as well end up with her at the end. Otherwise, all of your songs are like, all these women I lust after. And I put no story into it to just insinuate that we fucked, which is just good.
You can
good
do
writing,
whatever you want in these. You know? Like, you don't have to tell the truth.
you can have some artistic license. Yeah, that's what
you
I was looking for.
You can win her at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That feels somehow
that's
more
very
creepy.
Busted. No, it's very busted to turn around and be like, hey, we ended up together. Like, and what a teenage thing to say as well. Yeah. Like, I met so many, like, I had a big group of male friends in high school. Yeah. I was very, very bossy, so I didn't have a whole lot of female friends. So I heard a lot of very similar, like, oh yeah, we went camping in Moreton Island and I met this like awesome babe who was my camp counselor and we slept together. It's
totally.
Like, no, you didn't, Jake, but all right. Like,
I think, yeah.
Very teenage thing to say.
Totally, absolutely.
I think because I was playing these songs to people who were my friends, it would be like if I turned to James and was like, hey, I wrote this song.
Oh, so they knew that you could, so you couldn't fib. Yeah. They knew you well enough to be like.
Just a lie. It's really sad to be like.
That one person.
That waitress. Yeah, you know the in-betweeners?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The one person who says they fuck and then you find out they're
totally.
A virgin.
Yeah, we fucked around the back and you didn't see it. And, like, everyone knows he's lying. It's real sad that he's lying. Yeah.
In the movie, you find out he's gay.
Is it? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
There you
spoiler
go.
Alert for in-betweeners.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I feel like structure makes me feel safe. And we've deviated from the beaten path so much.
You guys started at the end, man. My notes were all the way at the top. I had to scroll back.
Yeah. I've got notes. I've got good, I got bad, and I got trivia.
Oh, of course.
I need the structure. I need
the stability. Oh, you need the structure. Right. I was having a lovely conversation here, but if we need
to go back to the robot structure. I'm famously a robot, James.
Enter section 5 of podcast.
I was listening back to one of our episodes where I was like, yeah, I would just like if I could give you the baton and then you speak and then you give it to me and then I speak and then we finish. And I was like, damn, what a fucking nerd. Fucking worse. Well, what would you guys like to do? You're more humans than I am. What would be good?
We're more humans.
You're more both more podcast savvy than me. So it's my second podcast. So
I think...
Tell us about your trivia. What trivia have you got on this one?
Trivia's okay. Good.
Big busted influence, obviously. Air Hostess, what are you going to school for?
Blink-182 at all?
Not so much for this one.
Okay.
I
got a real feeling this vibe from the opening.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Like, donkey-donkey guitar, like, real good.
I think, I think the genre was boy band.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And I think I thought I was making a boy band song.
Sure.
But I realized now it was just busted.
Yeah.
Which is a boy band, but it wasn't a boy band.
Yeah, no.
It was pop
busted,
punk.
I'm not too familiar. Are they sort of in the same sphere of as Blink-182 sort of style?
Very much so. Okay, very much so. Cool. Like early Good Charlotte and that sort of thing.
Yeah. I'd say their hits to filler ratio was better than Blink-182.
Oh, okay.
that's my hot take.
But I mean, they released less music, so... Not really
all
fair for
no
the
filler.
Ratio.
All killer, no filler. You know? That's the fair. Best way to release good music.
I will carry a flag for Blink-182 forever.
So. Yeah. I'll say I love Blink. I just, like there's that, the big famous album. Mm. And like I have to, like there's like 4 good ones. But then the rest is all like the same song with different words. You know?
Hot take.
There's a reason that.
The look that James yeah, right
I'm
now.
Getting daggers right now. I can open my own arm.
We've got like 4 good songs and then it's all.
Fight me. At me.
Busted. I'm sure if I heard a busted. I've heard.
Year 3000.
Oh, nice. That's a Jonas Brothers song.
No, it's not because they don't talk about her tits in the Jonas Brothers song.
I see.
The three-tittied woman in the original.
Is it still underwater?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is my great-great-great-granddaughter still doing fine in the Boston
No, she's, oh, she's looking pretty fine. She's pretty Joe fine. Bros, that, yeah. that religious Joe Bros. Yeah. She's doing fine. I checked in on your granddaughter and she's doing great.
Yeah, that's the version I know. Is oh, this yeah. clean version
No,
of
no,
the
this is
done.
Like a woman with three breasts swims past him oh. and like, yeah,
totally
like,
naked.
Beautiful. Yeah, totally naked.
Totally
yeah, there you go.
Wow, the Jonas Brothers version didn't have any breasts to speak of.
No, definitely
they
not.
Were implied.
They were implied.
They were implied. Breasts is my new band name. I absolutely stole the bass line from Year 3000. Dum-dum, dum-dum, dum-dum. I totally stole that. Unintentionally or maybe, who knows?
Crash the Wedding is my favorite Busted song.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'll
what
have
a,
to give
what
it a listen.
Bop. Okay. Such a good song.
Listening to what I was trying to emulate puts it all in context. The overdriven punchy guitars, the harmonies, the boy band vibes, and the anthemic. I've just written anthemic, and then I think I stopped my thought and went away. And yeah, the guy said it was a really hot waitress. That was my trivia.
Oh.
And I've also got good and bad, but do you guys have any trivia?
Do we have any trivia?
About your song.
There's a line.
Oh yeah? You mean my new cowboy song?
Should we talk about the line in the pre-chorus?
Oh, you fucker. Yeah, go on.
Okay. It's been 6 days, and you're towing that line.
Yeah.
Now,
I want to talk about that line too.
This was a 7-day trip.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
In bunks, presumably.
So yeah. I can only assume you're coming up to the last day of the trip.
Yeah, I could say that.
And it's been 6 days. And it's been 6 days since you've performed a certain act.
Yes.
Okay.
Had some special Alex time.
Had some special alone time.
If you cast your mind back to the start of the episode where I talked about my friend who we were talking about, like, 80s songs.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. 80s song boy.
He and I had an agreement. Ooh. It was like, can we go this Teenage whole trip?
Teenage boys are fucking wild.
This whole song is such a slice of teenage boy pie.
Oh, definitely.
It's just like fucking...
I enjoy 100%. What I'm looking into my future for with my son. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
The fucking rhyming couplet that my friend suggested that I was like, oh, yeah, that's funny. And then this shit where he was like...
Another rhyming couplet.
Yeah. It was like, I don't even think it was a bet. I think it was just like, hey, why don't we both try to not jerk it for a whole week?
Hey, look, and that's a fine thing to do. Like, honestly.
Respectful to your bunkmates.
It's one, respectful to your bunkmates. And
what,
two.
You wouldn't do it in a bunk, you fucking animal. Christ. Ew.
I mean, logistics of jacking it, Alex. Is that really the thread we're going down right now?
I have a brand to uphold. I will not stand on this jerking it bridge any longer than I have to.
I do not look down on you. Thank for you. Your 6 days.
There's
did you make it the whole 7 days?
Nothing wrong with healthy sex and self-exploration.
Yeah, no, that too, absolutely.
Yeah, no shame here. We don't shame anybody.
No, not at all.
I think when you're using it to regulate your emotions.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And when it becomes a thing you fall back on. Yeah.
Yeah, to avoid situations.
Exactly.
And, you know.
I did not make the 7 days.
You didn't make the second day? Oh, yeah. No.
And it's also, it's not gross to have done it. It's gross to be like, hey, baby, I haven't jerked in 6 days, but you're making it real tricky. That's a gross thing
That's
to say
to
anybody.
I mean, it's a gross thing to insinuate to a woman as well, to be like, you're making it so hard.
Yeah.
You did not touch my dick. This is your fault, waitress. You made me not fucking stop jerking it.
The worst person in the world. Okay. So, next point, shall we?
Yeah, no, go on.
I've got good and I got bad.
You hit us with the bad. I feel like we're on a bad kick. So let's continue with the bad and end on the good.
Okay.
On a high note.
So we've addressed the final line. It's cool that you serve it too. Weird thing to say at a buffet. Also, it's just weird to say in general. If a member of staff does something, just be like, thank you. I appreciate this. Don't be like, hey, that's real cool that you do this. Don't make them uncomfortable.
I think, yeah.
Sir, this is my job.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I'm not a martyr here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool that you serve it too.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you serve food at a buffet.
Yeah. I'm confused about the logistics of this buffet serving
the,
scenario.
The only place I've ever seen things being served, the last time I went to Continental Breakfast, I stayed at the Hilton while I was pregnant, and was like the eggs and bacon and stuff, where they made your eggs on the spot so you could ask for what kind of eggs you wanted. That's the only time I ever saw anyone.
That exact
Otherwise,
second.
Otherwise, you grab your own box of cereal. You know?
The exact second that you started to say, I realized that she would have been behind the Bain-Marie.
Oh, of course.
And they'd be like, do you want some bacon? Here is some bacon.
Oh, that's why you were in love with her.
Yeah.
What a bad bitch.
She was like, a bacon machine.
Yeah, she was like, bacon and titties. Oh, my God.
Everything a teenage boy needs.
Right?
It wouldn't work now because I'm a vegan. I'm like, get
what
away
an
from
asshole.
Me with your bacon
do not tempt
and
me.
Your titties.
Are they vegan titties?
I say penetrate me in this song. Didn't need to say that. I'm just like, your eyes. I'm just like, and her eye. And I'm like, this is nice. Penetrate me. I was like, wow, shit, huh?
Well, they, no, I'll defend.
Jesus Christ.
I'll defend the phrase penetrate me because. No, I will. Because it's another way of saying see right through me, right?
That's true, yeah.
But did and so, she though, or was she just like, take your fucking eggs, you kid, and get out of my way?
Me. Your perception of it was that
was
she
like,
was, you
taking
know,
too long to
yeah,
make this
yeah,
bacon?
She's like giving you
get
a
out
scowl.
Of my fucking way.
Yeah. She probably wasn't even 20 is the thing. You know when like you're in grade
oh, yeah,
8 and like grade 10s have beards and you're like, you're 27.
Yeah.
She was probably like 19.
Probably.
Like, or like fucking 2 years older than me or something.
Yeah, yeah.
She was very tall. I remember being like, you're old because you're closer to God. That's how it, like a tree.
She's nearly dead.
Yeah, fuck. I do genuinely, every 4 years, I'm just like, I wonder how she is.
Yeah.
I hope she's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like with my my old babysitter when I was like a young kid. And it's like,
James,
I wonder how she
do you
is.
Have a song about your old babysitter?
I don't have a song about the babysitter. And I didn't have a crush on the babysitter.
Oh, there you go.
I was like 3 at the time. So I have vague memories of her.
Your nice personality is the song you wrote about your babysitter.
Yeah.
You were the song.
Cute.
Living my best life is the gift I wrote for you. penetrate me. Bad.
It's fine.
I objectify her so much in the bridge. Just like, I was just listening back to the first time being like, okay. This is, and like, I take notes when I listen. I was just like, oh, and he's like, her eyes, they penetrate me. Okay. Her skinny jeans. I was like, all right, bring it back. And her hair is black and I was like, okay. And she's got a piercing. He's like, are we going to do anything? No. Okay. Just a list of
things.
Body
well, you
things.
Finished it with, yeah.
True.
So, yeah.
You put a period in the end there. You're
I
like,
approve.
That's
the baseline. Aside from being unintentionally stolen from year 3000, it is my acoustic guitar that I've recorded and then pitched down an octave. It's not an actual bass, which means that the actual low frequencies, it's not, there's a reason that we don't do this in real songs. Uh-huh. This is not what this was designed for. What you hear predominantly, like the low sounds get lost. You hear a little bit of like, but what you hear mainly is like, just like my fingers moving around and like clacking.
Yeah.
So shit. And it's the worst. And that's real gross. And I hate it. And I listened back. And that's the interesting thing about music, because it's not something you can see. You're just like, you can listen to a song for like 10 hours and then be like, there's a kazoo. And it's like,
no,
oh,
absolutely.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, the bass is garbage. Like, you can hardly hear it. There's no bottom end in this. If I did re-record this and it had like a slapping bass, not a slap bass, a bass that slaps, it would be sick. The list of foodstuffs I kind of fucked up. You can't hear any of them at all.
No. It's just a cacophony of just foods.
Yeah.
Some of which don't go together. Spam and dips.
Yeah. And I just repeat shit. I say like coffee a bunch of times.
Yeah.
The
and
guitars.
Chips a lot as well. And burgers.
Burgers.
Chips are good, man. I'll say chips twice.
I'll defend chips.
The guitar is out of tune. My voice is out of tune. There's a bit, I think before the final chorus, where I try to make it quiet by turning down the volume but not the velocity again. The same thing that we had in the last one.
Right.
Pardon me. Yeah, it's real uncomfortable and weird. You can just hear that rather than like everyone playing a bit quiet and intense, I just turn down the volume. So it's still the same. Like the singing is like, the hottest wages. But everything else is just like the same. It just sounds like a mistake. I hate it. The guitar is a bit too messy distortion-wise. It's just like...
the whole way through. Really poor backing singing technique.
Okay.
Not necessarily that it was out of key. It was. I was flat and terrible. But just in the entrances and exits of certain notes, like if you ever sung choir, it'll always be like, note off on three. So it'll be like, and everyone comes off at the same point, and it's the neatness that makes it sound good.
Yeah.
Even if everyone's singing a bit out of key, if everyone's like a neat out of tune choir will sound so much better than a messy in tune choir.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But the overall effect, like, it's the little things that matter, and like the entrances and exits are really important, and just really bad technique in this one.
I don't disagree. I was in choir in school, and I've seen lots of choir performances and stuff, and I think especially where kids choirs are concerned, they're not often on pitch.
Yeah.
But if they're well rehearsed, it sounds really good. Mm. So it's half easy to watch.
I think it's because it's a timbral thing. And like, if it's like pushing a button, like beep, boop, that sounds sick. Yeah. But if it's like, that sounds shit. That was a useful, insightful thing for me to say. That sounds bad. Anyway, this is my podcast, everyone.
You can say whatever you want on here. Yeah. You can say that you did get with the Righteous. Really? We won't know.
I got two more bad notes.
Go for it.
Poor mixing. So much of this is bad mixing. Because we've all agreed that musically, this song's pretty good. Lyrically, it's a trash fire.
Yes. Mm.
But musically, it's all right. And the reason that it's so bad is because it's messy mixing-wise. And this is because I didn't know how to mix and I didn't know about EQing.
Yeah.
I don't have time to get into the Fletcher-Munson curve.
Probably not. give me a 5-word summary on the Fletcher-Munson curve. Here we go. He's thinking. He's deliberating. He's got this. I believe
it. Three in.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's like watching a diver now. About to dive. He's like so concentrated. He's so ready.
Things sound different at volumes.
I will give you 3 extra words.
Certain frequencies are louder at different volumes.
Cool. That's you used 7 of your 8.
Thank you.
You've got an extra word. Do you want to use it?
I was going to do a joke from Buffy, but I'm trying to be more feminist these days. Fuck.
Cool.
Hi.
I don't what's the joke from Buffy? I must know.
When Spike's outside Buffy's house and she's like, "What are you doing out my house outside my house?" And he's like, and she's like, "In 5 words." And he's like,
out for
a walk. Bitch.
And then he walks away and she sees that there's actually like a pile of 20 cigarette butts where he was standing and he had a cigarette in his hand. So he's actually been there for quite a while.
That's funny.
Yeah.
There you go.
Different frequencies.
No, you said you had your 8 words. You know what this words. Curve is. All I'm right. an expert in it. Different frequencies, blah, 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 blah.
All right. There's a reason that when you mix a song, you can't just be like, the bass is at this volume and this is at this volume. There's a reason that you got to EQ. And you also got to make room for other things and speakers and stuff. Sorry for anyone who knows what I'm talking about. That is just like, oh, dude, you're glazing over everything.
We don't have the time.
We don't have the
time. Go read a book.
I didn't look at the clock, so I'm really... It's the Wild West this episode. This one's so weird. 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right. But that's my thing. Oh, also, it's double-tracked. I've said this before. I'll say it again.
Do it.
Double-tracking is the most amateur bullshit way to make anything better. Fuck you. If you listen to something and you're like, it's a bit weak, let's double-track it, fuck you. Fuck you. I'll say it again. Fuck you.
There we go.
It's bullshit. You can double track if it fits your stylistic intention, but if you're just like, this vocal sounds a bit weak, A, learn to sing better. B, learn to mix better. C, maybe chuck some reverb on it. If you have a stylistic reason for double tracking, go for it.
It does make it very hard to listen to.
It makes it hard to listen to. It makes it messy. It doesn't. It makes it sound weaker often.
Yeah.
Double tracking is not the solution to every problem. It can be used very effectively, but there's just this trap that all these amateurs Hello, amateur listeners. I'm very sorry. I remember that this podcast is supposed to be helping people who are beginning. And I know that a lot of people beginning think that double tracking is the solution to a lot of problems. I'm here to tell you it's actually not. It actually often makes things worse. There are other ways to fix that problem.
Double track. If you so much as think about double tracking, Alex Smith will come to your house and he will knock on your door and you will answer the door and Alex will say, "Don't do that, please." And you'll say, "Okay, very sorry." And he'll say, man, "That's okay. Would you like some ice cream?" And he'll have bought a tub of ice cream.
I need to stop this bit. I need to.
Why?
Because it will be here forever. And I don't know how far you're going to go with it. I felt like you were waiting for me to stop you.
That's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. I love you very much.
Let's get into the good.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have any bad notes?
Oh, we spent the whole podcast talking about bad.
Do you have any more bad notes?
I have a thing about where he says, "She's the hottest waitress I've ever met." As if you have a list of hot waitresses.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what's happening here, but I feel like there's like a note of classism in there somewhere where you're like, oh, hot waitresses. And I'm like,
that one's going to the top of my list.
Objectifying her all the way through. And then you're like, of all the waitresses I've met.
Well, I feel like, you know, when you're just like, I'll never know when I've had, how will I know when I've had the best day I'm ever going to have in my life? And I'm like, you'll know. You know, you're just like, wow. That was just the hottest waitress I ever met. Yeah.
Fair.
Have you met a hotter waitress since?
It's been like 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not one
but what about the list,
about.
Alex? Surely you
have
know.
You updated the list?
I have been updating the list. I've got it tattooed on my arm like a memento.
Like a memento, yeah.
Yeah. John G killed my wife. These are the hot waitresses I met. I'm just like, what's your name? I need to get it tattooed on my forearm. Yes, you can take my plate.
The one bit that we haven't talked about yet that I'd like to talk about is, with a face like that, there's way you're not taken. But that's cool because you make kick-ass bacon. Oh. So that means you can fuck her? What does that mean?
No.
It's fine that you have a boyfriend because you make great bacon. Yeah. I'm not sure how those two things are connected.
How did you get fucking her from that? It's like,
because it's like, it doesn't matter that you have a boyfriend because you make great bacon and I'm going to tell you you make great bacon and then we're going to fuck. Like,
No. It's so weird to me that you're throwing fucking on at the end of this.
Yeah. It's more like...
It's the insinuation.
No, I'm not insinuating that at all.
The insinuation I got.
I'm saying that's how I read it. Oh, you read it. That's why I'm here. Yeah.
True.
That's fair. That's a fair take.
Fair.
My take was that it's like, it's cool that I can't have you because obviously you're taken because you're very pretty. Mm-hmm. Someone's snagged you up or something. But it's fine because you still have worth. You make nice, you prepare meat very well. That's what I got.
So you're hot, we guess, and she makes great bacon. That's all of her worth wrapped up in a little bow.
Yeah, that's about all the worth.
I can't really...
Just a rasher of worth.
Yeah.
I can't really justify that away because I think that probably is what I was saying.
I mean,
it's like, it's okay that you have a boyfriend because you still make sick bacon.
Yeah.
And I can still eat the nice bacon that you make. Pretty gross.
And look at you over my bacon.
And want you to pour water on me.
I feel...
Waterboard me.
I want that in a soundboard.
Waterboard me.
I think that what I was trying to do at the end of this song, and I could be completely wrong, but I feel like this is what I meant. I think the start of the song, I think it is laced with comedy. I think often where we trip up, because jokes don't translate well outside of the context.
Sure.
And I think that we established at the start that it is a bit of like a comedy song.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, you know, I'm so attracted to this way. So, whatever. Very funny
joke.
I'm sorry,
when did we establish it was a comedy song?
When I was like, apparently, yes, you can take my plate. Lines. Tell me how was your day. Douse me in water because baby, you're hot. These are all things I want to say. It was like, it's a comedy. It's not like a comedy song.
I trust you.
But just that there is humor laced through the song. I forgot what I was saying.
Well, I think, because I...
I think my thing was, I'm not sure where you were going because from a feminist perspective, there are lots of points in here where you're like, it's funny, and I'm like, it's misogynistic, and it's too, like,
it absolutely
quite tightly
is.
Interlaced.
It absolutely is.
I think that the reason...
I didn't finish my
point. Oh, sorry.
You're I think that I was setting up this joke where I was like, she's very, very hot and I can't be with her, but don't worry because I was only here for the food. Mm. I will now go and list all the sweet food I get. And it's like, I'm not even here for you. I want the
food.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I think that feels like a thing I was trying to say.
It was like, okay,
I can see it now that you've said it, yeah. But listening, it went over my head every time. Yeah.
I completely failed in that goal, and I've created a hate crime against women, and I am deeply sorry.
Well, I think that, like, I think of the Bo Burnham song, Kill Yourself, you know, telling teens to kill themselves, blah, 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 and that we can tell is a comedy joke because blah, blah, blah. But if...
For those of you listening who might not have heard the song...
Yes, no, fair enough. You're very well to give context.
He does turn it around, yeah. So he's not actually telling people to kill themselves.
Yes, it's a play on how...
He does do a lot of dark humor.
Yes, yeah. About how, you know, people mindlessly follow the trends of popular songs, blah, 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 blah. You might have been trying to have this whole thing of like, you know, I'm hot for you because you make me... sick food, blah, blah, blah. And it's like in a jokey context, but
which
it's just not.
In itself is a problem.
Yeah.
It doesn't come across funny enough to be funny.
Exactly.
You know?
The reason the other song works is because of the way the song is structured and the way it's like told.
And also like the context. Like he is a comedy performer.
Yes. Yeah.
Like when you listen to Tim Minchin do Kant.
Yes.
And the whole song, you're like, oh, fuck, he's going to turn it around. And then like he finishes and you're like, oh, fuck, man. And then when you think it's fucked, it's just like, oh, the paper was in half. And then does it, and you're like, ah, Tim.
Yeah.
And even though you think he's like saying all this hectic stuff, you're just like, I feel like he's probably going to turn it around.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not going to get outraged. And then like he does turn it around, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I'm not a comedy songwriter.
Cunning linguists, Bone, Tim.
Yeah, very much so.
I think you never
turn it around. Mm. There's never the turnaround.
Well, there is the turnaround. I think the problem is, and I think breaking the song down, I think the problem is that, so for starters, I've never written I Want to Fuck You song because that wasn't the kind of guy I was.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, I'm going to write a song about getting all hot and heavy and want to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so for me, I was like, people will know this is a funny song because I'm talking about getting with a chick because that's
sure.
what I do.
Yeah.
And I think, and the reason that it is a problem is because I was like, here's this funny song I write. It's about how I want to fuck this chick. But I don't really. I just want to eat the food she makes for me.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? And even though I wasn't intending it to be like a bad thing and like my intentions were not malicious, I didn't realize that that in itself is a problematic
thing.
Even
the punchline
is... Yeah, even the punchline.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the babe fogging up your glasses. It was the bacon.
Yeah.
The steam of the bacon.
Yeah. How would we, if we can, how would we redeem this song? Musically
overhaul
and...
overhaul of the lyrics.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Is it just a complete overhaul? Is it just write about something else with this?
No, like, you can use the idea that you've already got, but obviously omitting all of the problematicness and trying to bring the storyline much further back to the, like, look at this hot babe. Oh, wow, there's food. Like, you know, looking at
either,
that instead, you know?
Yeah, either that or make it more self-aware in the context of, like, look at this hot, you know, look at this woman who's perfect, who I've never actually met, you know? And like the thing is like, I idolize you in all these ways, but in actuality, you're just this person who I've never really met. It's kind of like, the waitress song, maybe, you know, by Seth Sandry. There's a place to go for breakfast every afternoon. Coffee's rubbish. You haven't heard that one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I thought you knew Seth Sandry.
Yeah, we go back. We go back.
No, anyway, there's this song about this guy who goes to this diner all the time because the waitress there is really nice and blah, blah, blah. But my point is, like, you could have the song be, like, an actual song about, like, how this woman is amazing and blah, 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 but you've never really met her. And it's, like, more self-aware in that context it could be.
I think that in order to keep it as a comedy song.
Mm.
It would be very Wymas to keep it as a comedy song.
Yeah, totally.
To build on the comedy, and you could still keep the busted aspect about the woman.
Yeah.
And just bring in that it's actually about
The food. You just love the food.
You just, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
you're like, and you, I left the ski lodge and realized that, like, the food was the way to my heart. Mm. And, like, now that she's gone, all I remember is the food.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
I think it needs to be an afterthought. I think you need to spend the whole song thinking that he's in love with this
absolutely.
Woman.
And then it needs absolutely. Absolutely. Like, and then it's like, it was actually, just I just missed the food.
And it's just like, you're so steamy and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you think it's about this woman, but it's about food.
I like that you are bacon. Yum, 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 bacon. Yum, 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 bacon. All right. That's on my bed. Goodbye. No. I have good. Do you guys have any good?
I enjoyed it musically. I think aside from the lyrics, which is my ear is tuned to kind of pick up on. Musically, I really, really enjoyed it because I do love Busted and that kind of blinky sound, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And like, I enjoyed that you had a bit of a story there, but like, it just wasn't a very clean, neat story.
Yeah.
Jim Jam?
Yeah. I mean, there are some, as we mentioned before, kind of the cleverer lines of like, as we're racing down the slope, she's racing through my mind. It's kind of clever. there's some, you know, interesting language that you're using, nuzzled in there, some gems.
Just quite a Weimar style as well.
Yeah.
Packs in my terracotta armor.
Yeah,
a couple good lines in a whole song. Weimar style.
I meant awesome rhymes, actually.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Like you come out with some really boffin lines. That's why we want you to rap, Alex.
Yeah, that's why the fans are demanding the Weimar's rap.
Weimar's rap is coming.
It came on in the car with my mum the other day. It was very good.
Oh, yeah. I was driving.
He was carpooling all of us to the show, and then Alex was like, change it. I think the next one's the rap.
I'm like, Jay, you need to change the song now. I can't let your mother hear me rap. Not yet. Loud.
Not yet. Well, tell us how the good.
I have a few lines of good. The drum beat. Interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
Which ties into the melody of, yes, you can take my play.
It all works.
Clever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And also it was actually a drum beat that a human would play, which is good.
Yeah.
It was actually a decent song musically. Really good structure, even though it falls apart at the end. It definitely could have finished when it did.
Mm. Yeah.
If it finished when it did and it wasn't quite so objectifying and gross,
yes,
it could just be like a nice song about a lady. If I changed some of the lyrics, it could just be like a nice love song. I think it was pretty good at emulating the style I was going for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why it sounded so good. An interesting arrangement of instruments. And the things are starting to serve a purpose is the thing. I think I learned why each instrument was important for each thing. I think I read a book as well about arrangement and what each thing did.
Cool.
The guitar in this is really dynamic. It's each section has a different thing going on. There's like power chords in the choruses, and there's like strummed sections and then arpeggios. It's real good. Real guitar instead of MIDI guitar.
Oh, nice.
Heaps of worlds of different. Yeah. You can tell so much that just having real instruments, just heaps better. Heaps better. Mm. It's simple. The reason it's good musically is because I don't have a bunch of useless shit going on, which I often do. It's just like, this is the bass line. This is what it does. This is the drum beat. This is what it does. Here is one of like three guitars. And here's the lead vocal. And here are the harmonies. They come in on certain lines.
Yeah.
Neat.
Neat.
Simple.
Simple.
Elegant.
Elegant.
Chanel.
Maybelline. Oh, no.
Not drift compatible.
Ah.
The bridge has a nice chord progression. It does a C, G, D, F, which is oddly sophisticated for young Alex, especially because the note goes down a tone, I think. It's where it's like, her skinny jeans really do it for me.
Ooh.
And like the chord is coming up. It's just like a real nice tension building thing.
Yeah.
And you can tell that I was just like, oh, and just like playing a bunch of different things. Decent performance in my singing. I think we're taken for granted now that I can just like sing kind of well. I think we should just take a moment to remember season one.
Amazing, Alex.
I could not sing.
Yeah.
And while this was not all in tune, I'm actually emoting, which is good.
Yeah.
I'm telling the story.
That comes through.
You know, and bits like, because she's the hardest waitress. You know, like being quiet in bits and be like, I've ever met. You know, like singing like a human.
Uh-huh.
I think it ends on a perfect cadence. Don't at me, classical music people, or anyone who knows about music theory. But it Oh, the harmony does this thing where it's over the bad line, where it's like at the very end. Like, it's just a nice, it's just that stuff that makes the song good.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just like chords, drums, and vocals. That's a song. But it isn't.
It's not.
It's a song, but it's not a song, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all I got about this one. This one kept me up at night.
Yeah.
For many years. Real bad song. And then looking at it, it was so much worse than I thought. The fact it could be worse than I thought.
Yeah.
Popped it out.
Yeah, pretty much. But, no. Yeah, I think that's all I got to say about this one.
Yeah, look, I mean, like, it's this is one of the ones where I think, you know, you can just sort of unequivocally just be like, yep, this is very much the teenage boy experience of just, like, idolizing, objectifying...
A problematic woman. Teenage boy experience.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, very much so.
We shouldn't objectify women even as teenagers.
Exactly, exactly. And so, yeah... It's the you can
I have to say that because my son might listen to this one day.
Oh yeah. Hey son, I shouldn't say the name of your son. I was gonna say the name of your son.
Well,
but
his
like,
name isn't my name, so no one knows who he is. Like he don't have the same last name. So.
True. Hey buddy. Hey buddy.
He's got a music name. It's on topic.
It's true. It's true.
I don't feel like
I'm not gonna out your son. In the
he's
future,
too, Alex.
Yeah.
This no, I mean in the future. I don't think he lives.
This podcast is gonna exist. Man. Long after we're dead. True. So, who knows?
Of course, of course.
That's true.
Yeah.
Zane's going to outlive everyone, so of course the company's going to...
This podcast won't be on the air in 2 weeks. You don't know that.
Jesus. Savage. Just making the announcement to James right now.
Yeah. Could you... What a way to do that. Anyway.
Imagine if something happened and it did get cancelled, and it looked like I was just... I knew this whole time. Just like, yeah, it's going off the air. I'm not telling anybody.
The premonition.
Fuck. Final destination.
Final destination. Final destination. And that's been our show. This is the final destination of this podcast.
Yay, King of Segways.
Hey.
Well, Jay, you are a guest here. Do you have anything you'd like to plug upcoming?
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about at all? You don't have to if you don't, don't have anything.
Oh, I will. I've just finished my show, Sister Icarus. Mm-hmm. We did a sold out season. And just like Alex, I also have a Patreon. If you want to see my theatre or any of my scripts or writing and things like that, I do a lot of writing about my shows and stuff. And on Patreon, I also run something called Midnight Cornflakes, which is a series about being a sex worker, which is a lot of fun to read. It's a bit noir. It's about Brisbane. So you can like me on Facebook at Jay Bloodsworth or same... name Jay Bloodsworth on Patreon and follow me and see my stuff there.
Woo!
And just
to clarify, thank you again for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Our pleasure.
On Patreon, that's patreon.com/ the letter J.
Yes, the letter J Bloodsworth, not J A Y. Yeah, no, all of my URLs and emails are just the letter.
Just the letter. Any dots, any dashes?
Nope, just the letter J Bloodsworth. The Facebook page is J A Y Bloodsworth.
Ah,
nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Do you do music, Alex? I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Do you do like music these days?
I do the do.
Uh huh.
Like
the Mountain Dew.
Drink a lot of Mountain Dew.
This episode is sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Do the Dew.
Man, young Alex fucking would. Cheese dust fingers, fucking Mountain Dew ass, fucking
I'd
motherfucker.
Get sponsored. If you're telling me that if Mountain Dew came up to us and was like, hey, we'd give you money to like plug our stuff. Would
Flamin'
you,
Cheetos and Mountain Dew.
Would you
Dew.
Refuse Mountain Dew?
I'd be like, I'll promote Mountain Dew. I'd be like, hi, I hate women and I drink nothing but Mountain Dew. That's what I'd do.
Would you?
Wow, savage Mountain Dew. Alex is not like Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew's fine. It's the people who drink Mountain Dew.
Oh, I see. Fair. Well, no, but that's what we would do.
We would do the Dew.
Teenage boys.
Removing the stigma of Mountain Dew.
I think lean into the scared man.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, shitty people. Do you like Mountain Dew?
I thought we'd make it through this whole episode without me getting anxious and thinking maybe I should cut a bit. But here we are right at the end.
Oh, boy.
They're probably not going to sue us. Mountain Dew can't control who drinks their drinks.
They're not going to sue us.
It's not their fault.
We just might not get the brand deal.
Oh, fuck.
We were one
That's
email
right.
away.
Pepsi's still there. Pepsi was bigger at
hey,
my
Pepsi,
school.
Hit us
Pepsi's
up.
Pepsi's always there when the thing you want isn't there.
Slide into our DMs, Pepsi.
Like, if we're talking about like teenage boy, fedora wearing styles, Flamin' Cheetos, that sort of thing, the boys at my school that I was friends with, they weren't do the Duke kids. They would have 2 liter bottles of Pepsi in their school bags, kind of. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It'll get walled.
No, they just drink it all day. Like, it doesn't matter. Our school was literally right next to a 7-Eleven, and then just up from that was next door to that was a Macca's, and then a little bit further up there was a KFC.
The dream.
We were just so close to everything, and then behind the school there was a lolly shop. Like, literally had a wall of lollies, and they used to have to stop people from leaving, like when they were waiting for their buses to buy lollies and come back. They used to have a teacher waiting there to stop people. Yeah, so
it's
always with the big bottles of Pepsi.
And they put this school in like
in the middle of a hub,
in bloody Candyland for some reason.
Fucking Willy Wonka's teaching geography. Well, if you are a problematic little fuck like I was, and you want to be good and not a shit anymore and
grow, drink Mountain Dew.
Drink Iron Brew.
Because
that's what I drank when I was a kid. And it has grown me into a not as fucky seed.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to plug my shit.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel like I earned it. But if you don't hate me, I'm a musician. I'm your man, Alex Smith. You can find me on Bandcamp, Spotify, and iTunes. I, too, have a Patreon. If you want, you can, like, donate $10 and then cancel it just to fuck with me. Just go for it. Who cares? This episode's been real weird, but I've been having a good time. I think, you know what? I'm just feeling very anxious and very
about
concerned. Because this is a very vulnerable song.
Definitely.
These are the parts of myself I really hate, and I don't like showing them to the public, and I meme to deal with uncomfortable situation, so I'm probably being a bit of a shit because I'm uncomfortable.
I respect how vulnerable, and I mean, like, you know, I think I've said this the whole show, but like, I respect that you've been able to, you know, bring this stuff out into the open and address it.
Thank you.
Everyone should go show Wymus some love. Hit him up.
If we don't talk about it, we can't change it.
That's it.
True. Can't change it for everyone else. Got to set a good example.
No,
especially
as
artists who want to be seen by other people, we've got to grow and change. I was a shitty teenager. It sucks.
Who
but then you grow,
it?
You know?
Yeah.
I was terrible. Ask my mum. She'll tell you. Like,
And I think, often a lot of this stuff gets hand-waved and unchecked because, you know, oh, that's just how teenagers are.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. It's this toxic sort of culture.
Yeah. You're holding yourself accountable, and that's what's important.
That's awesome. Thank you. That's so good.
Do you have anything you want to plug, Jen?
Yeah, there's kind of a crack in my bathroom. I should probably plug that up.
Not the bath?
No, it's in the bathroom.
Things you famously
just
plug.
No. Here is my official tier list of soft drinks. So Mountain Dew up top, Big Rep, love it, sponsor us. Pepsi comes in, Pepsi Max in particular, that comes
right?
in.
Right? Pepsi Max is so good.
I will put in the same level as that. I'm actually, here's something controversial. Pepsi and Coke, same tier.
Huh.
I'm going to put them there. So obviously, Mountain Dew and S tier, A tier is for Pepsi and for Coke, and for Sprite, big Sprite guy. Next up, we've got the B tier, and
Kirby.
For that, you'll have to go onto my exclusive Patreon where you get the rest of the shit. I don't have a Patreon, but thank you so much for listening. I think we're all done here, folks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay, for coming onto the show.
Thank you, James and Alex, for having me.
It's been great to have your voice, your lovely voice.
Thank you very much. It's been great to be here. Great to hear your voices.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Yeah. Genuinely want to have you back on.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'd love to come back.
Whether you want to or not, we'll drag you back on.
Are you going to bring the Pepsi, the Mountain Dew?
I'll bring
James?
The Mountain Dew.
You're going to bring the Mountain
Only
Dew?
If they sponsor us.
Only if they sponsor
Cowards.
Us.
Cowards.
Bring the peepers. Jerry, you know what? I was going to say, well, we usually have to pick a song to end the episode with.
Yeah.
I can't
think. You're just bringing this on me now?
Well, usually I try to like either mirror the song that we've just listened to, or I try to find themes.
Oh,
I don't think there is a Wymus song similar to this. So it really is just like, what do you want to end the episode with?
No.
We'll just do the year 3000. The Jonas Brothers version.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That won't get us sued.
No, I'm kidding. What song do you want to end with? Any Wymus song at all?
I was listening to some Wymus on my way in.
Oh yeah, what were you listening to?
A little bit of Crazy Days actually.
Crazy Days, what a
crazy
throwback!
Oh, nice. Yeah, so it was a bit of Gingerbread Man, a bit of Tell Me a Lie. Look, I'm gonna say Dream Girl Even though hot take, my least favorite Wymer song.
Wow.
But I feel like it's pretty relevant.
Pretty pertinent.
Yeah, that's why I asked, because I knew you'd, I was like, I got nothing.
Yeah.
And I knew you'd have some fun.
Yeah.
Dream Girl
hits it. Dream Girl.
There you go. This is Dream Girl.
Too exciting there, but just go a little deeper. Thought I'd found the girl of my dreams, and I'm a heavy sleeper. She was perfect, like something from a movie screen, and I fell fast and I fell hard. I left my corner like nothing.
So, what should I listen to now?
We are Castology. This is our podcast about podcasts. We are your castologists, Patrick Shearer,
Liz Best,
and Zainzi Weber.
Each week, we'll bring you three of the best and sometimes not so best podcasts around. We'll also do the hard work and trawl the RSS feeds to find the newest podcast that should be on your radar.
And then next week, we come back and tell you what we thought of the recommendations and bring three new sparkling podcasts to check out.
Now, will we always agree with each other's picks?
Probably not. But hey, you're clever. You know that's how reviews work.
We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatcher of your choice.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.